Anyway, yes, blue rollers. Well, before D-Day, we all got a week's leave,
mm-hmm.
and we wanted to make the best use of it. So I took my wife on a tour of the South on my faithful Scott Deluxe Flyer, to be accurate. Flyer. With those awful telescopic forks.
Those...
Not a patch on wedge.
No. No, they're heavy and...
Anyway, we've got enough petrol, we've got a petrol allowance, and we're going for about a week. And we're halfway between Leicester and Market Harbour,
mm-hmm.
Those lovely straits.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I'm keeping the speed well down because, be very careful with the petrol.
The petrol and paraffin mix.
Yeah.
Were you mixing paraffin?
I wasn't then, no. I was keeping the throttle well now.
Yeah.
And we're humming merrily along, just not far from Market Harbour, when suddenly there's a noise, a familiar noise to me, of a boy running a stick along the railings.
Ah, yes.
I'd had that with various bikes in the past, mm-hmm. but it's quite distinctive with a Scott. So I pulled off the road onto the grass verge, and there was still smoke. I looked, there was still exhaust smoke.
Yeah.
But definitely, I knew that noise. So off with the crankcase doors,
mm-hmm.
and the near side one, and it was visible play. You could lift the conrod up and down.
Yeah.
So I removed the big screw, and they took off the plate, and the rollers were blue.
Uh-huh.
And they weren't round anymore, they were going towards being square.
Ah, yes.
And I think, what do I do? My wife's got, fortunately, has gone blackberrying.
Uh-huh.
So she's not aware of the trauma that I'm in. It's start of a wonderful, almost a second honeymoon.
Yes.
Anyway,
hope she likes blackberries.
Those times, your brain works best when you're really up against a problem. And I suddenly remembered that in the middle 30s, Villiers, the undoubted two-stroke expert, introduced a new idea for their big ends.
Mm-hmm.
They had a steel roller and a bronze roller, and a steel roller and a bronze roller. They used bronze rollers
as
spacers,
yeah.
to avoid the cost of a cage. They'd
right.
got to the limit of crowded rollers, really.
Yeah.
But this is rather clever because in no time at all, the bronze rollers went a bit undersized, and they acted like the bars of a cage.
Yeah.
And I remembered that, and I thought, what better to form spacers or whatever it is than these blue rollers? So I took all the rollers out the other side and carefully built the big ends up with alternate blue rollers, and we carried on happily for the whole of that trip. And I carried on for about 1,000 miles afterwards,
oh
with
God.
No bother at all.
Yeah,
no bother at all.
That's going to be a problem.